chapter 16. As the metal point broke the skin under Sunflash's chin, he felt its holder knocked aside and the weapon wrenched away. Then a gruff older voice growled,
"Let it be, Gring! This is too big for a sea rat. Must go! Make a light and bring her here. Let's see what we've caught."
Flint struck metal and a torch was lit. A raggy-furred shrew wearing a coloured headband pointed his small rapier at Sunflash.
"This ain't no sea rat, comrade. She's a badger. Big one too."
Sunflash began pouring the net aside, angry at being caught napping. The fixing stakes flew from the ground as he stood.
"I thought you lot were the sea rats. If you've harmed those two otters, I'll make you sorry you were born."
A young shrew ran forward threateningly, sword drawn.
"I don't trust this one. He could be with the sea rats. Kill him."
The older shrew neatly tripped the young one, then relieving him of his sword, he thwacked him smartly across the rump with the flat of the blade.
"That's enough out of you, Gring. I'm log-a-log round here. I'll see who gets slain and who gets spared. Now behave yourself."
Turning to Sunflash, the shrew leader made a brief salute with the sword.
"Sorry about that, friend. Aye, Munger, how are those otters?"
The reply came back with a deep-bass chuckle.
"Coming round fine, chief. It's those two thick-skulled uglies, Fallrig and Ruddle. Good job we only sandbagged them."
A small fire was lit on the lee side of a protruding rock. The otters rubbed their heads as they sat around with Sunflash, Logalog, and some older shrews. Ruddle introduced Sunflash to the shrews, wincing as he touched a bump between his ears.
"It's a season or two since our paths crossed, matey. What are you shrews doing up in these high hills?"
Logalog pointed in the seaward direction.
"Taking a shortcut to Ed Warpclaw and the sea rats off. We were off clearing the dam from the broad stream a few days back, and when we got home to our camp, that villain Warpclaw had sailed his ship gut prow, clean up our river from the sea, and carried the little ones off for galley slaves. The old ones managed to run off and hide. What else could they do?"
Sunflash thought of the Lingle and Dubbo babes, and a wave of anger swept over him against the sea rats for stealing little ones.
"How many babes were taken, Logalog?"
he asked.
30 and 4 to be exact."
Logalog stopped mid-sentence. For a moment, his eyes filled with pain.
"And that includes my own little daughter, barely more than a season old."
Sunflash picked up his mace.
"Come on, then. There's no time to be lost. We're with you."
The shrews gaped open-mouthed as the huge badger went pounding off down the steep slopes toward the distant shore. They were amazed at his agility and strength. Where he could not climb, he took great leaps. Where it was too steep to walk, he threw himself into a roll, and any rock or hindrance that barred his way was pulverized beneath the mighty mace. Fallrig and Ruddle bounded after him, calling to the shrews in their wake.
"Sunflash will get your little ugly mugs back if any beast will."
"Oh, but you're glad to be on the same side as this badger,"